Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody.
I'm Heather.
Heather is back with us this week. We are together as one in the same room again, and I am so happy to be home.
You're such a cornball.
You fucking love it.
I mean, I do, but man, you're corny.
So, like I said, we are back together in the studio again. This is not going to be one of those short little quick gimme episodes, but we did want to do something before we dive into that big mental health episode I was talking about last week. We have gotten a few questions about certain terms that we use in all
both,
of our episodes.
Both vanilla and lifestyle. So, yeah. I mean, we're reaching people.
I had a lot of questions about kind of like vocabulary things, so we're going to dive a little bit into that today. But before we do that, let's do our check-in. How's your head?
I'm good. As I've said in the past couple episodes, some things that are happening that are taking up more of my brain space than I probably should still be allowing it, but we all heal and get over things fast, or not fast, get over things when it's time for us to get over them, and I'm still in the thick of some things, but not where it's like keeping me down. Just things in the back of my head that still tumble around that I'm ready for them not to be there anymore.
So you said something interesting. You said that you are giving it more space than you should allow, right? The interesting thing is we give all of this advice and we tell people, well, just don't think about it. Well, don't allow that, right? Our brains don't work like that though, you know? And when we get to my check-in here in just a second, I'll explain more of what I mean for that for me. But realistically, you can't tell yourself to just shut that off. You know, it doesn't work like that. If we could, there would never be heartache movies. There would never be heartache songs, anything like that, because we'd be able to flip a switch and turn it off.
I feel like you as a male have that button a lot faster than any girls I know.
Then you don't know what's really going on in my head at all.
Well, I'm not talking about you necessarily. I'm just like, I was saying you as a man, because you're the general consensus of that for me now, right now.
Right, but that's the stereotype with men, right? That's you get over it. You turn it off, you bury it down, and you move on, right? And that's not healthy. And what we're trying to do is be healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to feel it regardless. It's just you may not show it, you know? I have been trying real hard to let myself show those emotions, let myself show these things. And I want to be kind of the example for people to do the same.
Sure. So necessarily that wasn't really a stab against you, against just your kind, being white and male. I mean, and you can't deny it. There's too, as much as you're saying for like movie or yeah, like we wouldn't have those movies or we wouldn't have that going on. We also wouldn't have like books that talk about what happens after we've been run through the mill by a guy, by a partner.
Well, and I think that's harmful though. I think what you're saying is harmful because it's not all guys are shitheads.
Yeah.
Right? Just like not all women are like that, right? It's both sides.
No,
you
I totally see
it. You can't generalize an entire group of people because of a bad experience with a couple. Like that's not how life works, you know? I'm not like that, and I'm a man, right?
Yeah, but you're my man. It's different.
But I am a man. There are more out there like me. I know I like to say that they broke the mold when they made me, but there are more out there like me. You know, we know a few of them.
Yeah.
Right. So we can't generalize and say all men are this way, and they have these feelings, and this is what they get to do. Well, no, that's not correct, right? So we got to be very careful saying things like that. But more to my point is nobody can just shut that off. Nobody can just flip a switch and turn off sadness. You know, that's actually, if you can, that's actually what is described as sociopathic behavior. That's a problem if you can do that, right? So not being able to do that is not a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing what you're saying, but and you're in the throes of it. I know you're good. I know there's not, you are one of a kind, that there's not a lot of people out there like you. I know that there are people out there, but the general consensus when you're upset and hurt and said person is not showing that as much, it fucks with your brain. That's where it's at with me.
Okay. I get that.
I don't know. Yeah. So, no, it's not everybody. I mean, I wouldn't still be in the dating world and fun stories to come from that if I had just given up on it completely. But I also think we need to be generous when we are unsure of what to do with these big feelings before, like, jumping to the conclusion that, like, I just bashed all men for everyone and blah, 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 blah. No, I'm talking about just a general area of men pertaining to me, not men in general. And I'm struggling with some of that. But I think it's just because I know it's a good thing that I have a big heart, but sometimes I feel like it's a bad thing. And this is one of those times where I feel like it's a bad thing.
Okay.
Because put myself out there, gave up some parts of me that I had not given up to anyone else. And here we are. So it sucks. That's all I was trying to say. That sucks, and my brain sucks, and here we are.
Your brain doesn't suck. Your brain is awesome. And I love your brain.
Yeah. Anywho, let's do your check-in.
I'm okay. I've been having a lot of self-confidence issues lately. After my surgery the other day, I've actually been able to eat, and it's been fucking awesome. I love food. Food is an experience for me. It's part of, you know, when we go on vacations, or, you know, when I get to come home and have home-cooked meals, it's an experience for me. And being able to enjoy that now, I've actually, every bit of weight that I lost during all that is back. And what I'm trying to tell myself is that it's in muscle and not in fat. And you know, my clothes say that, right? Because my clothes still fit the same, tighter in, you know, my arms and my chest, but, you know, loose still where I want them to be. But seeing the numbers on the scale, it fucks with you,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, that was one thing that I was saying about, you know, we can't just turn it off, is I know that I shouldn't allow myself to think like that, right? I tell everybody all the time, it's not the numbers on the scale. Don't pay attention to them because they don't matter, right? I say that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But actually being able to live that is a different thing, right? Because we're wired, and I don't know why, but we're wired to... We see those numbers on the scale, and that has to mean this, right? That has to mean that I've gained all this weight and that I'm fat and nobody wants me and all that stuff, right? And it's not true. I know that.
Yeah.
Still, it kind of fucks with me. So,
you're just in a bad space.
Yeah. Having some self-confidence issues, and it's just, it kind of bleeds over into other areas, and I'm trying not to let it, but it does. And, you know, not quite depression level, but not feeling real great about myself either, you know. So just trying to do some things to kind of keep myself in a good headspace, keep myself happy with what I see in the mirror.
I know, it was like 2 days ago you were amped about all these different things that were happening.
I'm amped about my lifting routine, about how, you know, I've got things kind of dialed in now to where they need to be to feel that really good workout.
Yeah.
Every day when I go in, but at the same time, that's my routine that I'm happy with, right? It's not my body that I'm happy with, and that's where I'm struggling a little bit. So
I was at the dogs.
Yeah,
I was like, what dogs is that are out
there rolling around.
Yes. Yeah, so if you hear dogs, we have moved our little studio to our bedroom. So
a little more comfortable in here for sure.
Oh. Depends on who you're asking. I used to have a recliner that I sat in.
No, that's true.
Now I'm sitting in a little vanity chair.
I offered
chair
to get you that recliner in here.
What the heck? Where are we going to put it?
I don't know.
We are already stuffed in here.
We would have figured it out. For sure.
Anyways, we just, just so you know, in case you hear some barking or, I mean, for the most part, once our kids are asleep or in bed, they stay in bed, but.
Yeah, you might just hear them rolling around or something like that, but.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get down into the meat of the episode. Let's do Why Words Matter.
Okay. So as we've talked about in other episodes, going over the ethical slut, the ethical slut says naming something gives you clarity and can take away its shame. So once you can describe what you're doing, you can claim it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I totally, I understand and identify with that. You know, putting a name on my bisexuality and calling it what it is mm-hmm. gave me power over that.
Yes. Right?
It gave me the ability to claim that and say, yeah, that's who I am. That's what I am. Right.
Yeah.
And it was a freeing feeling.
That's an excellent example. Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, cause it helps other people get you too. You know, when we started this, I didn't know the terms and I'm still pretty naive for being 36 and being in the lifestyle.
No, you're good.
Okay.
I'm just looking at things.
Okay.
It is my job to monitor this stuff and making sure that everything's good.
Okay. But.
You were 36, you still a little bit naive, don't know something.
I mean, I know there are times, and I know that's something that you enjoy.
I wouldn't call it naive, I would call it innocent, right?
Well, either one's will sound like I'm,
no, you haven't,
I'm a dork.
No, you haven't been exposed or exposed yourself to a lot of the dirtier side of life, and that's not always a bad thing, right? Because, you know, things can get weird quickly.
They can.
So I don't think it's a bad thing at all that, you know, you have maintained that innocence, you have held on to it, you are my princess baby after all, and mm-hmm. you know, that's part of the charm of you, is that innocence, is that ability to
my dorkness.
You're not a dork.
I claim that though, you know, like you said just a second ago, I'm claiming it. That title is mine. Goof ass Captain of the Silly Goose Squad, all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know for me, terms can be important mm-hmm. because I am married and I don't want to come off as being non-committal or flaky mm-hmm. to anybody else that might become involved in my life. Right. But I also don't want them to think that about our relationship, like there's something wrong between us and that's why we're doing this. That's not the case.
Right.
Well, or DTF. I'm just kidding.
We also don't want people to think that we're just out cheating.
Yeah.
Things like that. So
condoning it. Or
right. We do say very specific things like on dating profiles, things like that. Mm-hmm. Or when we're talking to people, we will say very specific things that say, this is what we are. This is what we like. This is our boundaries. And this is where you get a green light. Right.
Yep.
So these terms help kind of put that box in place.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, at least, yeah, it gives, I think the thing that, how I see it is, it helps others understand you better.
Right.
And for somebody that doesn't always understand what's happening in my own brain, in my own life, being able to have that, I don't know, comfortability, I guess.
Yeah.
So that, like, you don't have to say anything because they're like, oh, this is that, you know, or, yeah. Oh, this is happening. I know, and we were supposed to have Haley with us tonight. I know some of the things, I still have her notes. That she was going to talk about was being single
mm-hmm.
and in the ethically non-monogamous life. She's recently out in the wild with Tinder. She's
been uncaged.
And it's funny because, like, going over our things when we do this, like, it's hilarious. We crack up because we're like, oh, my God, no, like, a person would not ever say that to you. But then her getting it in return, like... She was like, oh, my God, Heather, like, do say that. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, guys are wild.
And again, I will say, I think I said it the last time we were on it. I'm getting more of that, more yuck mm-hmm. from older people than I am my age or younger.
That's one thing I will say is I have not gotten that at all from women. Now, I did post a TikTok yesterday, and some of the comments in that are thirsty, but... It's not ever like the cross the line, just ick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're make me grin and blush real hard.
Yeah.
But it's not like giving me.
We ain't sending you our flaps. Exactly. Like we're getting your pee-pee pics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, or the one the other day, what was it that said, you know, how are you? I'm good. I'd be doing even better if you were bent over with my tongue in your ass or something.
Something like that.
That's insane.
And that's fucking that, nuts. Yeah, that was out the gates, y'all. That wasn't like, hi, hello, we've talked for a week. No, like, hi. Hey, I'm going to dive headfirst down into them cheeks, you know? Like,
next message.
So I know that was something, and we'll try to circle back when she gets to she gets to be here probably next week, yeah, or then on the next show. So it helps us. Sorry, guys, I'm thinking and I'm losing my train of thought, and I took half an edible. So I guess it's because I struggle with not knowing, or not knowing. That's not it. I enjoy knowing and learning about the different vernaculars or whatever that we're learning in a lifestyle. Yeah. I think it helps us find our people. And look at where we were 5 years ago when starting out and who we were running around with and the groups that we were going to at that point. Like, almost none of them are in our lives anymore.
Right.
Because we've started figuring out what worked for us is as Cody and Heather, but also as individuals.
Well, we've also found things that we want to stay away from.
Yes. You know? And we found a good core group of people down east.
East.
Yeah. All right. Did it.
Very good.
down east that, like, I mean, we wish we lived down that way half the time because they're awesome. They're genuine good people. Yeah. It's nice to have. So, another example, I'm excited for Haley to be back on the show only because, like, we have such our own voice in this or whatever, being married, you being swinger, me being poly, her being just in the lifestyle because she doesn't know which way she wants to go yet, you know, like, it's cool, y'all, getting to talk with everybody or when we have listeners say something to us.
Well, you know, we're going to do a kind of like a vocabulary episode.
Yes.
So let's start by lifestyle. When we say lifestyle, what does that mean? And I think we went over this on a previous episode, but it's kind of good to drive it back in, right? So when we say lifestyle, it's not necessarily just swinging. It's not necessarily just poly. It's not necessarily just either one of them. Lifestyle is a big umbrella, and it's, you know, poly, swinging, kink, all sorts of things all thrown together. We are in the ENM lifestyle, right? So what does ENM mean?
So ENM, ethically non-monogamous.
Right. So ethically is the very large part of that, right? We are non-monogamous, which means that we are not, basically, we are free to go outside of our relationship for fun or for love.
For me, for especially, like, being able to love unabashedly is my biggest, I mean, like, it's awesome. I've got friends that, like, friends that are just friends. We've never, you know, done the spicy tango together. We'll even say Haley, for instance, you know, like, we haven't done that, but she is somebody that I truly cherish and, you know, like, want her around, want her opinions. I like her coming onto the show. But there's nothing romantic or sexual there.
Right.
Now, should it go that way? Cool. But, like, again, that's not the point of what I'm doing here.
Right.
That's where we vary a little bit differently, being poly and swinger, because you don't need all of that connection stuff or whatever. Yeah. I thought you were going to come back at me with some more than that. So, go. You talk a little bit.
So, you know, you mentioned that not needing that connection. And I think that where we are the same is that we do enjoy that connection, though, right? Like, I love making these friends that we have made in this ENM lifestyle, right?
Yes.
It's been an amazing journey, and getting to keep those friendships, you know. She mentioned that we run around with a pretty different crowd than we did about 5 years ago, and it's true. But we do have people that we have known for 5 years that we still talk to today, and they're some of our closest friends, and that has been a lot of fun. So this lifestyle, this ENM lifestyle, is not necessarily just about sex. It's not necessarily just about love. It's about creating these relationships that are going to last a lifetime.
And coming in with honesty and consent.
Yeah.
Like, those are big deals too.
Right. So ENM is the big umbrella over everything. Now, we've talked about it a little bit. I've mentioned polyamory. I've mentioned swinging. What is polyamory?
To me, poly literally means many loves. So for me, it's about, like I said, it's about me being committed to you, but still being able to open my heart to others. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it, because we've had our boundaries. This is what is going on. This is what we've learned. This, that, and the other. We've gone through our blunders and mistakes, and mm-hmm. like, this is just kind of where we're falling right now.
And I think one common misconception is, you know, you said that you can open your heart for to others. And one common misconception is that if you do that, you love me less, right?
And that's not true at all.
Or you love me differently because of that, and it's not true. Like,
I mean, think of kids. You don't.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have a favorite child.
It's a different type of love.
Yes.
Right? You know, I love our kids differently than I love you. And I love each one of them differently than I love the other one.
Yes.
Right? So it's you can have these different types of love that you share for all these different people. And getting to witness it is amazing. Right? I don't know that it's for me. But getting to witness it with you is awesome, because I know you have this huge heart and you do want to share it with everybody, right? Not everybody, but you do want to share yourself, and you are someone that needs to be shared, right? For sure. You will make the world a better place if you share yourself.
You're a nutball, but
I mean,
thank
it's
you.
True.
Thank you. So how is that different? Like, okay. I mean, again, we've hit polyamory and swinging pretty hardcore. Mm-hmm. So I feel like those are good umbrella terms that we don't need a whole bunch of left into. But how is what you're doing swinging different than what I am?
So it's more about recreational sex for me.
Okay.
Right. It's being able to go to a party and have whatever kind of fun I want, as long as you and I have talked about it first. It's being able to meet someone on a dating site with the knowledge on both parties that, hey, this is just for fun, but you being okay with me going out, buying somebody drinks, seeing where it leads, and coming back home, you know. The biggest thing with either one of this is both of us remember we are always coming back home.
Yeah.
Right? My home is you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your home is me.
And I like that we have found for us, when that happens, that we've got something that we say to one another, and it's an every night thing, whether I'm here at the house by myself or down the road with Joe Blow, like, it's something that we have made special so that's not forgotten. Not that it would be, but you know where I'm going with that. Like, it's just something we do that reminds us, you're still home.
Mm-hmm.
You're still mine.
So let's talk about compersion for a second, because this is one that I have always been fuzzy on. I want you to tell me what this means.
Compersion is finding joy in your partner's activities, I guess. It's
okay.
I guess in a way it's the opposite of what being jealous is.
So like when you cheer me on whenever I have these wild experiences at a club or something like that, that's compersion.
I would say so.
Or when I get extremely happy for you whenever you come home and you're all giddy and telling me all these things and just tee-heeing and your eyes are twinkling, I get a happy feeling for you, right?
Yes.
And I'm not jealous. And so that's compersion. That feels really good. I don't know that we've said compersion a bunch, because that's a term that I've never really quite understood, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. I've seen it before, but I had no clue what it meant.
And we'll keep diving into that. Like we said, we've had friends, both Vanilla and Lifestyle, come out with questions or being like, hey, what about you doing a check-in here or whatever? So I think we'll probably dive into a little bit more of compersion as we go on, but it was a good footnote, because it's important. To me, I don't know how a couple could have fun without being able to have compersion for one another.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Overwhelming jealousy.
Yeah.
In this is not, to me, doesn't feel like a good time.
Mm-mm.
Right. Now, that is not to say that I don't get jealous.
Correct.
Because I do.
Yeah.
That's not to say that you don't get jealous.
Yes,
because
sir.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the jealousy is there, but there's also a joy that we get from seeing each other in our element and being able to unashamedly, unabashedly enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
Right. And that's compersion. So for anyone that doesn't know, we or that hasn't caught on yet, we have a list of terms that I'm going down, and these are terms that people have asked about, that they're curious about, what does this mean? And we want to dive in and kind of explain this stuff. So,
because that's ultimately, yes, we love sharing our, we love oversharing. That's just who we are as people. So we talk a lot. This makes sense for us. It's also, we've said, I get, you know, I'm trying, some people do journaling and they're awesome at it. And
what is that?
Journaling?
Oh, journaling. I thought you said derling. I don't know what that was.
I'm sorry. Journaling.
There we go.
Is a good form of like mental health for them. Mm-hmm. While I am trying to get better at it, because while I am, like when I am constant with it and checking in, it is nice having that to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a very social person. So yes, it's like just me and you, but I still get what the journal gives me. Doing the podcast with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I'm really trying to get better at it as well. And I need to write down the happy times as much as I do the bad times. I've found that I only really journal if I'm in it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
If I'm in a really bad spot, I'll write just to get it out. Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a lot of people that I can go to with the bad stuff, mm-hmm. right? Especially the really bad stuff. I don't have a lot of people that I trust enough to hold that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put it all on you, because you're here, you're dealing with the kids, you've got football games, you've got softball practice, you've got softball games, you got Girl Scouts, you got all of this stuff. I don't want to pile more on you. So I journal to get that stuff out, and it does help a tremendous amount.
And I wouldn't be adding anything extra, Mr. Man.
I know that, but I don't want to take the chance that it does, right? So journaling does help a lot. But I think that also being able to share the positives with myself and being able to recognize those positive moments in my journal, mm-hmm. I think that would benefit me a lot. The problem is I don't do it.
Yeah.
Right. I just got to be better at sitting down every day and doing it. And there was an app that you had that I tried for a little bit, and I like it, but I found that I don't necessarily enjoy the prompts.
Yeah.
Right. Because I feel like it limits me to, mm-hmm. well, I just need to write about that. I just need to answer this question. Well, no, I want to write about everything that's going in my head right now.
Yeah.
I want to write it all down and get it all out for the day. And I like the iOS journal app. I like it a lot,
mm-hmm.
Because you can put whatever you want in there. You can also do videos. And video journaling for me is, it's very cathartic,
mm-hmm.
because I can say out loud what I need to say.
Yeah.
And I can scream it if I need to. I can get pissed off. I can cry. I can do whatever I need to in a video.
Mm-hmm.
And then that allows me to release some of that. I'll probably delete the video as soon as I save it in the journal, right?
Yeah.
And it'll just be video entry and not show a video.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to get that out in that video and being able to just release some of that shit,
mm-hmm.
is great.
Yeah.
Right. But the iOS app, it gives you suggestions based on, like, if I have a really good workout. Like today, I logged a huge amount of volume on my workout. And as soon as I got done, as soon as I clocked it on my watch and in my phone, it popped up with a notification for a journal. Like, hey, you just did this workout. Journal it, mm-hmm. and let's talk about it. So I really enjoy that. It's not necessarily prompts. It's just ideas that you can. So that's a good one to use. And I think I'm going to start trying to use that.
Yeah. I guess this is where my age shows through sometimes, because I'm a person that would, like, talking is totally cool, but sitting and writing in a journal all the time. Shoot. I had a train of thought going there.
You would rather write in a journal?
No, I don't know. Hold on. No, I don't know where that thought was headed.
You said it shows your age.
Oh, to write, like, with a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Versus the video call or the video thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or typing up. Like, yeah, I'm a text master. And I can talk all day. It's one of my greater qualities being in this lifestyle is that I can maintain that. But man, sitting there and typing, it doesn't release it for me as much as writing it down.
So for me, it's reading it. I'll type it all out, mm-hmm. and then I'll read it. And that is where it comes from.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But the process of putting it into words and then reading those words and reading what I'm feeling, I don't know if it's the same for you, but when I'm typing something like that, I'm not necessarily thinking about it. I'm just kind of word vomiting through my thumbs.
No, I get what you're saying because that's what I do on paper and pen.
Yeah.
To me, it's more formal, or I mean, and it's not. I mean, like, it's just
more
the world.
Concrete.
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's not, it's just not something I enjoy doing. Yeah. So paper to pencil, I've got my cute little journal that looks like a disco ball and it's hot pink, and I'm trying out different things. I know that I've been doing like tarot spreads, or not even spreads, like just doing a daily pull of our tarot or my tarot and reading through it. And then I'll even ask ChatGPT to be like, hey, this is what I think this means. Like, what is your take on it? And that helps me open up a little bit more, because sometimes that offers you like a different line of thinking to go down. And I'm like, oh my God. And that starts off like, that sets off with whatever the card is resonating with at that point, you know? I know I've had a therapist tell me, because I don't like recording it, is to pay attention, to pay attention to when I cry and write it down so that I can come back to that later and try to pick apart the feelings or whatever was happening, so I can sit with it. So I can really sit back and think like, man, what got me so bent out of shape during this point? And I did that for a while and it was good, but I think it's kind of like your thing with only seeing the sad. Like, that's not who I'm not just a sad person, you know, like I might have bad brain days or even blah hours of it, but like ultimately
you're a very happy person.
So
you are sunshine.
Well, thanks. I'm trying to embrace that every time you guys say it to me. So,
but only recognizing the sad or only recognizing the bad, it almost puts you in a bad brain space, right?
Yeah,
because you're not recognizing when things are going right for you.
Yes.
And I listened to this other podcast. It's called Your Stupid Opinions. And one thing that they always say is these people will come on and write these terrible, it covers reviews of just random shit, right? These people will come on and write these terrible reviews, and they'll always say, I've been here 100 different times and it's always been great, but this time they lost me as a customer. Yeah. Right? One thing those guys always say is, well, did you ever write reviews when it was positive? Did you ever recognize when the service was great, when the food was great, when all of this stuff? Did you leave a 5-star review? No, you didn't. You just took the one time that it was bad and wrote a negative review. Well, we tend to do that about ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing this journaling, we are ignoring all of our 5-star times.
Yeah.
And we're focusing on that 1-star experience, and just that's the one we're going to pick with, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's good for us. So we got to recognize the good too.
Yeah. No, I agree. I 100% agree with that. And like I said, the therapist, that she just knew I struggled sitting down and making time for myself, and so I don't think that was all of it that she wanted me to do, but it was just like to get me started.
Yeah.
So, and it was good practice. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something just happened on my phone.
Good there practice. So you'll find that. Another one. So like we'll move into our next one. Somebody's asked NRE. What is that? I've read about it. I've seen it. I don't know what that means. What's that? You know, like, what's the acronym?
Mm-hmm.
Well, New Relationship Energy is what that stands for. So we have ENM, Ethically Non-Monogamous.
Yeah.
And then NRE, New Relationship Energy. Mm-hmm. So I know it can go both ways, even with yours being more sexual. But what is your take, I guess, watching that happen?
You're not going to like my answer. NRE sucks. It can put you in a place where you're questioning if you are spontaneous enough, if you're doing enough, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it does the same for you. I hope that it doesn't. But I know that for me, that NRE, that overload of, oh my God, this is awesome, can really make me question, am I doing enough? Am I, spontaneous? Am I boring? Am I, am I hitting all the marks like I'm supposed to? And that all that is anxiety, right? I know what that is, because I know that I'm a good husband. I know that I'm a fantastic lover.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the world's best.
World's best, ladies and
but,
gentlemen.
You know, and I know that I'm attractive. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm all of these things, but, you know, that anxiety sets in. And when I'm witnessing all of this stuff happening that I wish we could be doing, that's when the jealousy comes in, right?
The FOMO.
Yeah.
Well, fear of missing out.
Not fear of missing out. It's situational jealousy. I wish I could be doing that with you instead of them. It's not that I'm missing out. It's that, well, shit, why didn't I do that with you? Why haven't I done that with you? Why haven't I taken you on all of these dates around all of these places? You know, why haven't I taken you on these spontaneous car rides? You know, why haven't I done all this stuff? And the answer to that question is because you and I know each other. Mm-hmm. You and I have experienced each other. You and I are comfortable with one another. We know what we like,
mm-hmm.
right? We also know what we can afford.
Yeah.
You know? And one of the things about that is it costs money. It costs time. And those aren't a lot of something we have extras of.
Yeah. No, nope, so, you're right.
That's when I start having those questions, I start answering them to myself, and that's how I pull myself out of that anxiety, and I recognize that, okay, this is a new relationship, this is going to be awesome for her, this is going to be a lot of happiness, this is going to be a lot of new experiences, and I need to be happy about that, and that's when the compersion comes in,
mm-hmm.
right? And I will admit 100% at first, it's jealousy.
Yeah.
100%. And I have to be able and willing to talk to myself and recognize that NRE exists. NRE can be not harmful, but it can cause that anxiety. And then you pull yourself out of it, and then you're happy for your partner, right? Because I know you're not going anywhere. You know I'm not going anywhere,
yeah.
right? So does NRE affect you in the same ways for me, or is it a little bit different?
I think it's a little bit different. But again, that's because I'm a hype girl. And so I enjoy getting to see you have fun.
Well, and that's what, I don't want you to think I don't enjoy that. Right. I am your hype man, and I want you to have all this fun and these new experiences. It's, I have to recognize though, that jealousy is there.
Sure. I mean, we can't just, that. Yeah, we can't yeah. ignore that. That's a button. And I'm sure I can think of a few times where it was definitely more jealousy then, but it was also because there were, not also because, yes, I have had jealous moments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it kind of coincides with like not in the beginning when we didn't really know the labels and the terms and what to expect and how poly is being, how poly is so different from being a swinger,
yeah.
or how being demisexual is different from somebody that doesn't necessarily care about the vibes and connections and all of that. So yes, I have gotten jealous. I can get jealous. I'm sure there will be times where in the future where I have to look myself in the face and be like, Heather, come on now. But I guess it's because I'm not, because you, that's not what your gig is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have to worry about that as much. And I think that's why I can cheer you on so goofily when we go down to clubs and stuff. Yeah. It's just, I mean, at the end of the night, I know who's going home with who,
yeah.
you know?
Well, and it is though, the same energy is there because, you know, where you're having these experiences that are like life experiences with these people,
mm-hmm.
I'm having these sexual experiences.
Yes.
And one thing that I can look for is a way to talk to you about this in a way that you want to hear, right?
Yeah.
And not overshare, not come off as, you know, as just over the moon that this happened, but explain it to you in a way that, hey, this was fun. I had a really good time. This is what it was.
Yeah. Right? Well, even the over the moon stuff, I'm excited, like, because I know regardless of the fact that I have, or I can have multiple relationships sexually, you still beat me. So like, What?
I beat you.
Oh, he does. He pushed me down some stairs once.
No.
I got a little nurse that will back me up, man. Shoot, I don't know what the thought was going or where it was spiraling down into.
I'm not sure either, baby.
That's why I have the outlines, and we've gone off script, so
we're off the outline.
Yes. Okay. So let's not do that one, because there's a bigger one later for that.
Okay.
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 So that's, I mean, basic lifestyle things. We're gonna come at you not next week, but soon with another episode that is probably more goofily nerdy like this one, that has definitions and terms that are not only about what we're reading in The Ethical Slut or reading what it's like to be in a relationship and learning all these words, but like words in general. Tonight, to give you an offhand thing, a unicorn, you know, like not everybody knows what that, even though I was surprised that nobody, like that not everybody knows. I think back to 5-10 years ago, and I don't know that I would have known. I don't know that I did know what that was.
Yeah.
So, like, I love it when people are like, will you explain this? Like, yeah. It should, I feel like you should have like a tagline or be like, you know, asterisk at the bottom, this is what that means. Yeah. And I was like, that's a good idea. Because I know there's others out there that are struggling to find words, or
they know they're feeling something, they just don't know what it is.
And they don't know how to put a word to it. Yeah. So I like that.
One thing about this lifestyle too, though, is there is a label for literally everything.
And you hate that.
I do. Cody, drives me crazy.
Yeah. Cody will get very big and be like, you don't have to label it. And you don't. But I think it's just for, maybe it's like neurodivergent brains or something. That
it's for people like you with a scheduling kink that have to be able to label out this and then this and then this and then this. And
I am a busy woman on the freaking go all the time for these kids. Dang
it. You do that to yourself, though. Not necessarily with the kids, but with everything else, you do that to yourself.
What?
The 19 different chat threads that you got going on and things like that.
Oh, but that's because I can do it. Yeah.
I don't know how. You're superwoman.
Well, I'm just a talker. I've always been that way. Yeah. So, and as we've talked about in other episodes, like, because of how I grew up and having cousins and uncles and aunts and like all looking after one another, like it's always been like it takes a village. Mm-hmm. That kind of community. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's something that helps me be able to be successful in polyamory.
Yeah.
Is that I do everything that I can, not because I don't want anybody to feel like, I don't want you to feel like you're less loved because I'm sharing that with somebody else, or I'm sharing a different part of me with them.
Right.
But.
And I don't feel like that.
No, I mean, I know. I'm just trying, like, I'm just giving you an example, I guess. Yeah. But unicorn, go ahead and explain.
So unicorn is just a single female in the lifestyle.
Yep.
That's all that is. And it's incredibly rare to find, and that's why it's called a unicorn.
There you go. But it's crazy because we're friends with
a bunch of them, and one of the first people that we met in the lifestyle was a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she was so hot.
She was. She was.
That was a fun night.
That was a good night.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was our little example. There's a male counterpart to unicorn.
Yeah, it's something
bull.
Well, not bull. It's a blue fish, I think, is the
term. Oh, damn, for it. See? No, yeah. I remember the clown talking about a blue fish. So.
So a single male in the lifestyle is a blue fish. A bull is just somebody that will either, they either participate in the hot wife or the cuckold kink, where they...
And we'll talk about that more in the next one.
Yeah.
So
it's other things.
Okay. So. Well, I'll have to do some more research on different... terms, I guess, used. So there you go. That's a learning lesson right there.
Yeah.
Never
we're still learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't take anything we say as advice. Yeah. we're just pumping out what we think we know.
I do want to give a little bit of advice here, though. I had an old man tell me one time that, and this is talking specifically about work in the oil field, but it applies to everything, really. If you ever come into work and don't learn something, find a different job, right? So if you are doing something that you enjoy and you're not wanting to constantly learn about it, find a new thing to do, right?
Yeah.
You and I are constantly trying to educate ourselves about more and more and more.
And not just with this stuff either. Yeah.
And it's we dive headfirst into hobbies. We dive headfirst into everything that we can.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that you, in my opinion, become a better human being, is you learn as much as you can. We have a very limited time on this earth, and we want to experience all of it. And to experience it, you got to know about it, right?
You got to know about it. You got to live it.
If you ever find yourself not learning something, find something else to do.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
It makes your days a lot better if you can find joy in that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I know we were talking about not being a long episode, so I don't know where we're actually at, but
we're at 45 minutes right now.
Oh my God. We really can talk. Mm-hmm. So I think the last part of this one was just really a quickie about, slut styles and battling sex negativity.
There you go.
What did I say a second ago? That was all mixed
up. Babbling sex nebidibity.
I don't know. Time for another half of mine. No, I'm just kidding. So as we've met, I think we've said this. Anytime we talk about the ethical slut, we've said they redefine what that means.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely reclaim that word, make it our own, and then we live that. Yes, I am a slut. You know, yes, Cody is a slut.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be, but we are and we love it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's another way to empower us, I guess, if you will. I'm sure men take a hit to it as well, but some of the crap you get being a woman on this thing and in this world and on the dating apps and stuff, you need to feel empowered sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of people out there that have something to say. And they're the ones that swipe on you and have mouths, you know, like it's good to have a word. It's good to have people that empower you like that. It's kind of boring to read because it's kind of like a manual, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's hard. That was the reason why I wanted it to be our book here, is so that, I mean, like, yes, still please go read the book. It's totally great. There's lots of good information in it, but we were able to offer, or, you know, that's my goal, was to offer people talking about it versus just inside, reading it. Yeah. So anyways, I'm sorry.
You're good.
I'm going. I asked Haley this question, cause it was supposed to be a Haley Heather thing to make up for Cody having to do it last week by himself, but she bitched out. And Cody was like, I'm here. So, but I know one thing she had talked about, that for her, it meant not apologizing for enjoying hookups, dating around, or chasing novelty. She just got to be, it's not dirty. So that's not a bad word.
No.
She just got to be. And I thought that was the way she said it.
Yeah.
Being so young, being newer into this, that she was able to recognize it, to make me go like, huh, yeah, you're right. Then there's being a slut for me, where it's loving sex inside and outside of the marriage. But it's without guilt.
Right.
And it's owning my own desire. And that's another thing of empowerment, I think, for me,
mm-hmm.
is that we are able to give that to me and have you get what is given to you,
mm-hmm.
being a swinger. I feel like I'm talking in circles and my tongue is thick.
Your thumb?
My tongue is thick. Sorry, guys. But so that's, what is it for you? Like,
I think I would agree with Haley on this one. It's being able to just be me unashamedly, right? Like, I like looking at women.
Mm-hmm.
I like talking to women. I like, you know, flirting. I like having sex. You know, it's fun. You and I share a connection that is above and beyond anything that will ever be, right? But sex is fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I enjoy it a lot. So being able to have those flirtationships, being able to have these naughty text threads, like it's a lot of fun and it's thrilling, but at the same time I get to do it and not be ashamed. I get to do it and not hide it.
Well, and it's something that we get to share that not tons of other people or couples get to share. So, I mean, I think that's another
And it's
cool.
Like those naughty text threads. You know, I say that I'm not ashamed of it because I can come to you and say, oh my God, babe, look at what this girl just said. You know, look at what she said she wants to do to me later. And you'll get a kick out of it. You'll either laugh or you'll cheer me on. So,
go little rock star.
Being able to do that is like you said, it's empowering. You know, it makes me feel like I am free to be me.
Word of the day, empire. Empower. Oh my Lanta. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the book also breaks down different slut styles, which I think is kind of cool. So it's sensualists versus sensationalists. Okay. Sensualists want deep connected eroticism.
Eroticism. Okay.
Lord, I can't. And sensationalists loves a variety and adventure.
Okay.
So I think you and Haley probably are more sensationalist.
I think so.
Give me the roller coaster, you know, like the new spicy unforgettable, you know, kind of things. I'm definitely, I would say definitely a sensualist. Because I like intimacy layered with emotion. It fits my married but open kind of life pretty well, you know.
Well, and I think that what you said is perfect because you are the only person that I have that with, right? As far as the intimacy layered with the connection, you are the only person that, this is going to sound cheesy as fuck, but you are the only person that I share my soul with, right?
Oh, it was cheesy, but I loved it.
And with that, like, I am looking for these new experiences, and I do love these new experiences. You know, they're so much fun. But at the end of the day, I don't want to look for somebody to share my soul with because you're it for me. You know what I mean? So as far as, like, that deeper connection, I don't need that, you know? So I think there's a lot of different ways to say the same thing, you know?
I think we find that. We're finding that out as we do these episodes because we're like, man, I think we already talked about it. But no, we did, but not in the same terms or not in the same way. So again, guys, we don't know everything. We're literally out here raw dogging it.
We are learning every day. And it's a blast. It really is.
It really is. So let's see. Chapter 5 is battling sex negativity. So basically that sums it down to being that's the belief that sex is dirty or dangerous.
And in today's, you know, Puritan culture, it's making a weird resurgence comeback right now. And I don't understand that, but we can look at periods of history and we can see that on the back of every Puritan resurgence that has happened, there has been a period of enlightenment and free love and things like that. You can look at the 60s, you can look at the 70s, you can look at the 80s, all of them. Right. And on the back of this Puritan got to control everything everybody does. Thou shalt not think anything outside of the Bible. On the back of all of those is this movement that is, hey, just love everybody. Just love one another. Let's just be peaceful. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy life and let's be free. Right.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to coming in the near future. And I think it is a lot more near than we think.
I've had a talk with this, not even with the girls. I think it was one of, like, the potentials in the dating apps that said more or less the same thing. But it got me thinking. I'm like, oh my God, because free love. Like, for me, that's 70s. So, like, looking at our friends down east, looking at the friends that are here in town or closer to us or whatever, like, we're doing that. We are totally in our... I mean, it sucks because of everything else that's going on, but as far as this goes, like, we are in our free love, be kind, love everyone, love everything.
And I think that's what makes it so easy to enjoy life for us. You know, the world is shit right now, but we enjoy our day to day because we are in that mindset of love everybody and let's all be friends. And, you know, I think that, and this is something I'm going to get into on my podcast that I'm going to announce here shortly, but
you decided on it.
I decided on it. So, but things in America have got to change quickly. And with that change is going to be that free love movement for the entire country, right? That period of enlightenment. And that's the word for it. Every single time, that's what they call it, mm-hmm. is a period of enlightenment. The 1930s going into the 40s was that way. You know, late 30s, early 40s, the right around the time of World War II starting was this period of, holy shit, there's all this bad in the world, let's be good.
Yeah.
Let's be the good.
Yeah.
Then in the 50s, at the end of the Cold, or the end of World War II, it was the same thing. There was a lot of the Puritan, hey, we got to control everybody, but it was more, hey, we just saw all this shit, mm-hmm. let's not do that again.
Yeah.
The 60s, same way. 70s, same way. 80s, same way. 90s, same way. It happens all the time. So I think that there's a change coming. I think it's going to happen sooner than any of us expect. Because if I can see it sitting in this chair, people in power can for sure see it. Right? They can for sure see that the people in this country are not happy. Right? And it's on all sides of the coin. So we're going to have this period of enlightenment come very soon, and I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for our kids, for us, and hopefully for our kids' kids.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. That would be ideal. It's a scary place we live in right now. Yeah. But, yeah. So, I don't know about you, but sex wasn't talked about much in my household. No. On even further, like, masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sin. Like, don't do that. God's watching you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a part of the negativity that we're having to, I don't know, release.
Yeah.
To do that.
Well, and it's like what's the movie where he says, if you have sex, you'll get pregnant and die.
Mean Girls. Yeah.
You know, and it's that's what we're taught is sex is this bad, evil thing. And you have to wait until marriage to have sex with the one person that you're going to be married to for the rest of your life. And if that's for you, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
Like I hope that you can do that. That's amazing. That's not the case for us. Right. And that doesn't mean that we're wrong.
Correct.
That doesn't mean that you're wrong. If you want to be a one person, then that's fucking awesome.
Go
for you.
For it.
I cheer you on. It's not for us, but that doesn't make either one of us bad or wrong.
More right or wrong than the other. I know. Sorry, guys. Dropping. I'm trying to think of where my brain was going at.
My little outline. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Bloop, 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 bloop. I'm trying not to let it go dead air. Anyways, I think we can start wrapping it up. Oh, look, we talked a whole extra 12 minutes than the last time.
We did.
We talk a lot. Awesome. Yeah. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for our next one. Mm-hmm. It will be the mental health one that Cody's talked about the last couple of times. And then we'll get into some goofy, nerdy vocabulary lessons, and then we'll dive into part two of the book, The Ethical Slut. It'll still kind of cover the whole spectrum of that end of the book, but we'll still have some episodes that like maybe speak to us a little bit more that are definitely more Heather Cody talking than me reading from a book.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
So there we go.
So, as I mentioned a while ago, I am going to be starting a new podcast. The thing that kind of pushed me over the edge into, you know, convincing me to do it, I made a TikTok yesterday explaining my views and explaining, you know, what I do for work, where I'm from, and how I view things in today's world. And I had so many people on there say, hey, you should start a podcast. You should start a podcast. You should talk about this and really spread your message. And it convinced me I'm going to do it. So I already have the first two episodes built. I've got an outline built for the podcast. I think that I'm going to start recording as early as next week. So as soon as I have a release date solid for you guys, I will let you know. Be looking out for that. If you are into politics like I am, you are curious about other people's takes on everything going on in the world, you might get an interesting take that you didn't know you would get from me. So I will be releasing that soon. Like I said, as soon as I know a due date, or not a due date, a release date, I will let you know and we'll go from there. So I hope that a lot of you will tune into it. I know politics isn't everybody's thing and I'm not expecting to get everybody over there, but I'm hoping that a lot of you will tune in, and I'm hoping that a lot of you will listen and, you know, discuss with me, and we can have conversations about these things. So
that's the thing. Cody really likes to discuss this stuff.
I do.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. I think it's absolutely necessary that we do. I think.
Oh, 100%. I wasn't saying anything bad about it. I just meant,
I know that. But I that's, you know, I'm just kind of explaining how I view this. Is it's, I have a platform, and you know, that video I released yesterday, it's got me so far over 5,000 new followers on this app, this one app. And with that, I have this platform where I can share that, hey, just because I work to get dinosaur juice out of the ground and I live in small town Oklahoma, that doesn't mean I have to be this way. That doesn't mean I have to wear the red hat and think all of these really fucking harmful things. Mm-hmm. I can still be an individual. I can be me, because it's not where you're from or what you do that defines who you are as a person. It's what you believe in your heart, and it's the way that you act towards other people that build that. And I think that's important for everyone to remember. So with these discussions, we get to reveal a lot of that. We get to reveal that not every person in this county thinks the same. And you know, Heather and I don't even think the same. We have an amazing marriage, and you can make things work. So I think it's important to have those discussions. I'm not going to get too much further into it here, because this is not a political podcast. So just be looking for it soon. The Blue Collar Blue Dot podcast, it will be out soon. So
Blue Collar Blue Dot.
Yep.
Like it. I like it.
So before we go, do you have anything else that you would like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Yes. Guys, if you enjoy football and enjoy women that know football, like not just know it because of pop stars or hunky photo shoots and spreads. Uh-oh, what do we do? Okay.
My battery is running low for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Keep talking.
It's okay to have different opinions on football, but coming after somebody for spitting facts at you, and those facts not being really what you want to hear because you're just trying to bash on my football daddy, Travis Kelce, and Uncle Pat and Papa Reed's team. Oh my God, please don't have your panties in a twist. It's unattractive. If we're going to talk crap, let's talk crap. But if you don't have anything to back it up and you just say, my Dallas Cowboys, well, boo on you. And I know there's a couple of you that were like, we're going to listen, but then got super butthurt when I came at the Cowboys fan with stuff that was actually happening. Like, I wasn't making stuff up, and they were like, well, blah, 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 Patrick, huh? Get out of here. Go away. You're done. Haley started talking to somebody, and I don't know how they got brought up on football, but I got to football. And his team was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. That's fine. You have your own team. And like, I will usually ask, there's no, you don't have to like a team for any freaking reason, but like his reasoning was that's where he grew up. That was his family. Same with, a couple other people that can dish it and take it. So just think about it. Like, before you say that mean, hateful thing, just because your quarterback isn't even in the same field as ours, doesn't mean you should go off the walls crazy.
Yeah.
It's not attractive. It's not a look.
And remember, it's a game.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's a game.
Like, seriously, so many people. Oh my God, I love that you have a fantasy football. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I love it. Those are the ones, I'm not kidding. Those are the ones that say, like in the beginning, I love this. And they're like, what?
Oh shit, she actually knows what she's talking about. I'm gonna be real fucking mean for no goddamn
reason.
Get
out of here.
Yeah.
So anyways, just don't be dumb. Like, opinions are gonna happen. We all have one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna give shit, you gotta be able to take it.
Exactly.
So, woman up if you're going to throw out hate and freaking give us the business.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
I like it.
It has been an ongoing thing. And we'll talk about
several of them.
Yeah. Tinder tales between me and Haley and Cody. I'd like to get like more like Tally and Shelby on here, maybe a couple other people. Haley's just with us. She just moved in with us. So she's here.
I will say advice for girls looking for guys. If you match with a guy and you're trying to think of something to say, give him a compliment. 100% compliment anything about him. He will be putty in your hands from that point forward. You can do whatever you want. 1000%.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
As long as he's a decent person.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, sure. I'm not going off of that. Or what you were going to say. I just thought it was funny that it doesn't even... I don't know. You got to own who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means being a sassy, feisty, smartass,
mm-hmm.
like, I give more of that. Like, then, especially if they have, like, crazy biographies about... Oh,
I wasn't saying anything like that. Like, you are who you are, and I want you to keep giving that. What I'm saying is your opening line.
Oh.
If you've matched with this guy and he's not saying anything and you want to say something because he's super hot, whatever, and you don't know what to say, compliment literally anything about him. It will start a conversation, I promise you. And then you can go giving your sass, doing whatever you want to do, sharing yourself. But if you don't know what to do with that opening line, compliment literally anything about him. It'll get you in.
Simple beings you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. So that's my takeaway. If you're gonna say something about football on your thing, and you're gonna run into girls because there's more of us
mm-hmm.
that know it, don't be mad because our dick swings better than yours. This girl
knows football for sure.
So, well, not even. I would say Tally is like a super big.
Yeah, but you know football.
I just didn't. I mean, not a lot. I know it and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the difference. Yeah. So anyways, that's all. Taylor Swift is a lyrical genius.
Yeah.
I thought that before she got engaged to Football Daddy. I thought Football Daddy was hot as balls longer before Tay-Tay came into the scene. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying those are the biggest attacks I'm getting. Find some better material. That's what I want to leave off with.
Find something better to punch with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about our O-line. No way. I don't want to. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
did you see that Juwan Taylor didn't get one penalty last week?
Oh.
Everybody is super proud of him because he did not get a single penalty last
week. That's wild because he's been racking those ones up, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are running real over on time. So
we were so worried this wouldn't even last.
I know. All right, so until next time, like we said, next time will be that little bit of a deeper episode. You know, I know I gave a trigger warning on my episode last week. We're going to do the same thing here. If you're going to tune in next week, just be ready because it's going to go to some places that are potentially not comfortable. It's going to go to some places that are potentially very dark. And we want you to be ready for that before you tune in. So, just be aware that that is a possibility for next week. So, until next time, love yourself because we love you. Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.